When I first opened my first restaurant when I was 25 years old, I totally stalked the number one restaurateur in New York City and basically went to his restaurant when I knew through a friend of a friend where he was going to be when, and I cornered him and I was like, listen, I want to take stuff off your table, off your plate. I know you're opening a restaurant on Lower East Side. I went to Cornell. I can figure shit out. Like, let me help you take things off your plate. How can I help you? And automatically, they were like, oh my God, he's not asking for anything. He's asking to help me. Okay, I will talk to you. It's human nature to want to help back. So if you lead with how can I help you, doors will open, guaranteed.
That's Mickey Agrawal. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Thursday. I am thankful for you joining me today as we have social entrepreneur Mickey Agrawal returning to the show to share the five things that she wished she had known when she first started out on her entrepreneurial journey. Here's Mickey Agrawal. Enjoy.
So what are five things I wish I knew when I was first starting out? Okay, the first is, I don't know if you've heard this, but you're as good and the average of the five closest friends you keep. When I was building my business, I was 25 years old, 24, raising money, 25 when I really started. And it was like to have friends who like doubted you, who were like, why are you quitting your job in investment banking? Why are you doing something that potentially could fail? 95% of restaurants close and fail their first year. That's what I was getting constantly. So I was like, okay, I have to notice how I feel after I leave my friends. So I feel like running home and writing things down and getting really inspired? Do I feel totally supported? Or do I feel like kind of like, I call it depleted, where you're kind of tired, you got drunk talking about other people, whatever, and you're like, ugh, this is what I hung out with my friend doing. Totally wasted my time. I've known this person for 17 years, but totally wasted my time. So, two things that, you know, that really sort of stuck to me for finding friends. The first was, do they inspire me to be the best version of myself? Think of my friend sitting right here, Taylor Hunter. Brilliant people inspires me to be the best version of myself. Inspires me to like drive to like get to my next goal. And do they support me? Both Hunter and Taylor have cleaned my apartment many times and they put a big bow and it's just like, do they support me to be the best version of myself? Do they both inspire me and support me? Such an important distinction. They might be inspiring, but they're totally selfish. They might be supportive, but they're totally boring and uninspiring. So finding friendships that are both inspiring and supportive, very, very important thing to take note of that. And if you don't have anyone, because my twin sister and I, luckily we had each other, when we were 25, we pretty much started with like one friend over. We're like, wait, these people, I'm sick of getting wasted on weekends and just like, whatever, just wasting my whole weekend talking shit about people. It's not fun. So really think about how you feel with people and choose your friends wisely. You're as good in the average of the five closest friends you keep. Second is master a skill. I think about like when I graduated from Cornell, I worked in investment banking for a couple years. And I was like, ugh, working 100 hours a week, this sucks. All my friends are, you know, hanging out. Although I did master a skill. I can talk finance speak. You know, I can look at a financial model and not freak out. If you're in sales, you're like, oh, I have a sales job, it sucks, I couldn't find anything else. Guess what? You're learning how to sell. I mean, that is a skill that will stay with you for the rest of your life. So master a skill is such an important, important thing. Wherever you are, do the best you can and master the task you have at hand. So don't be too big or too above anything. While you're there, while you're at your whatever stage of your life, master that, so when you get to the next level, you've learned something. Third is solve a real problem. When you talk about like how many different apparel companies launch, how many different, you know, like drink companies launch. Not that there's anything, you know, wrong with that, but at the same time, it's like, what are issues in your community that suck? I talk about all the time, like in my book, in my chapter 5. I talk about what sucks in your world. And so instead of complaining about it, you actually do something about it. Wow, this sucks in my world. Opportunity to start a business, right? To solve a real problem, take note again, like, oh, this sucks taking trash out. Oh, this sucks in Africa getting bitten by mosquitoes. Oh, I'm gonna start a bug net company, which by the way now is a $50 million business, whatever, right? Solve a real problem. Fourth is purpose is your best motivation. Think about things. You think about like 3.5 years of like how many times I wanted to like stop. And I was like, this is so hard. Underwear, like that's leak proof. What the hell? That's still breathable so you don't get yeast infections. Are you serious? You know, like all these things, you're just like, I can't. Oh my God, this one layer shrinks to a different level. Oh my God, like now my manufacturers want to steal from me. Oh my God, they're a strong arm. Like all these things happen. And yet I can keep going because for every pair of soul, we fund 7 pads to a girl in the developing world. Right? So every day I get to keep going because I'm so driven and motivated by helping these girls. After the end of this week, we've now helped 10,000 girls go back to school. I mean, that's motivating. And this is such an important thing as you embark and grow and you know continue on your journey. If you want to meet a mentor, like I've gotten a million times, I read your book, can I pick your brain? I'm like, God, like... In this day and age, you haven't learned yet. You always lead with how can I help you versus how can you help me. When I first opened my first restaurant when I was 25 years old, I totally stalked the number one restaurateur in New York City and basically went to his restaurant when I knew through a friend where he was gonna be when, and I cornered him and I was like, listen, I'm gonna take stuff off your table, off your plate. I know you're opening a restaurant on Lower East Side. I went to Cornell. I can figure shit out. Like, let me help you take things off your plate. How can I help you? And automatically, they were like, oh my God, he's not asking for anything. He's asking to help me. Okay, I will talk to you. He'd be like, oh, like, I want to pick your brain. I'm like, rather than saying, I want to pick your brain, you want to say, hey, like, I am a student in college and I have 2,500 Facebook friends. I would love to introduce you and your business to my following and just, you know, and anything I can do to help spread your word, I would love to help you. Even if I know they're a student, they don't have, I'm like, okay, they're offering something to me. It's human nature to want to help back. So if you lead with how can I help you, doors will open, guaranteed. I added one last thing, which is leaders don't talk shit. Face people in your face, your own fears. It's so easy to be in a group of, you know, I have a small team of 8 people. You know, Taylor has a team of how many? 14. You know, we are building our businesses, and yet you create a culture where you're like, we don't talk shit about people, we face them. Things spread. It's so easy to be like, oh, this person's not working hard. I'm working my ass off, and yet this person isn't doing what I feel like I'm doing. Rather, if you face them, you're like, hey, like this is how I feel. A, they will respect you, and B, you'll become a leader. It's important to vent. It's important to have friends to vent to. I do vent to my best friend sometimes. However, when it comes to internally, it's very, very easy to like you and like these 3 people to talk about someone else. It just creates a bad culture. So face people. And then this is just, you know, one of my favorite things I see all the time, which I'm sure you guys have seen. Great people talk about ideas, average people talk about things, small people talk about other people. So be great.
Big thanks to Mickey Agrawal for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with her, you can go to her website, mickeyagrawal.com. That is also her Instagram. Her latest book is entitled Disrupt Her, A Manifesto for the Modern Woman. And if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Do Cool SH*T Mickey Agrawal at Wanderlust's Speakeasy. And if you'd like to check out the last time we had her featured on the show, you can go back to episode number 577. All right. I'll have all the ways to connect with her and her work. They will all be in the show description below, so you can go and check that out. Lastly, follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show to see 1 minute inspirational and motivational reels of all the featured speakers that we have on our show. All right. That is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.